For this podcast, I really wanted to dive into people's struggle with society. I wanted to know how their identity affected that. I interviewed a friend, Ella Peterson, a person who had been through a lot of adversity. I spoke to her about how society affected her.
And do you think, has society affected you a lot?
As a girl, yes.
And what stopped it from affecting you?
Nothing has stopped it from affecting me. It still affects me.
The idea of society affecting everybody was a theme that had played out throughout her life.
Do you embrace it?
I don't think that we can ignore society's view.
Do you think anybody can?
No, it's just so important to us.
I asked her if she thought it was possible that somebody could be unaffected by society's viewpoint.
If you're more sheltered, maybe, yeah. But I don't think that any of us can get away with never in our lives not having society's viewpoint matter to us.
We spoke about her disorders and she opened up with her struggles. Challenges such as OCD are hard things to cope with, especially when society is so relentless.
It was hard for me. Like, I used to, like, not be able to sleep and stuff because I was so worried about dying and, like, that I had cancer. But then I got medication and that really helped me, and then I got to middle school, it got worse, and in high school it's been a lot better, but it still affects me every day. Mm-hmm.
Ella's mom is a psychologist, which some might think would help, but I could see it made it hard sometimes also.
Yeah, I do think that sometimes it makes things worse because then I'm just like always thinking about it, and like now that there's like there's been a label on it, like I don't know, I feel like if I never knew that I actually had a disorder, I would just be like not fine, but like not like always blaming stuff on it and like getting mad at it.
Although it might have sometimes been a problem, Ella loved having family everywhere. To her, it was a huge part of her identity. Ella had a half-black sister on her mother's side. I wonder if she ever felt like she was not related to her, or if she ever had any problems with her.
I've always felt like we don't even refer to her as my half-sister. She feels like just like having all these women around me, I feel like I'm just always like empowered, and I'm always like we share the same kind of like struggles, and like, yeah, it just makes me happy.
Her life was full of things that did not make sense, but the most surprising was yet to come. Finally, Ella told me what she thought was most unique about her life. Something that others did not understand. She did not even think twice about what she said.
I was conceived by a donor in my mom's eggs.
I asked her what she thought about her biological father, and if she even ever thought about him.
Yeah, I think about him all the time. I've entered in multiple websites to find a match for, not him, but specifically, but like half siblings, and I did find out that I have three half siblings, so
I was amazed by this. To have three half-siblings that she did not know at all added on to her bizarre life story. I wondered if she felt distant from her non-biological father.
And do you think you ever struggled with that? You know, knowing that your dad isn't really your dad?
I mean, he's really my dad because he raised me, and yeah, he's like really my dad. He's just not, I'm not biologically related to him. But yeah, I guess like when I first, when I was younger, I felt like really different because like, even my teachers, like when I tried to explain it to them, like it just got really confusing, and it was so confusing for me. But as I grew older, you know, it just became this thing that was like really interesting to me instead of something that made me feel isolated.
It was clear to me at that point that Ella had spent her whole life with a bizarre story, yet she was always able to find the good in it. When I asked her about the different races in her family and community, she said,
"We are all different colors, but it doesn't mean anything for the way we act or the way we move or the way we go about our lives."
I could see she took all the adversity in her life and used it to her advantage.
I think it made me really compassionate and empathetic for other people because I've always been like, my mom and like my dad have always taught me to like care about the people in my family and to always like do right by them. So I guess I kind of carry that with me into other situations.
The most important thing that I got from this was that you must always love yourself. And Ella had personified that trait.
I think that I enjoy embracing myself and all of my entire